This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Go Fitzy, go Cat.
Radio 670 The Score. We are delighted to welcome in Pat Fitzgerald. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Fitz. How are you, sir?
Morning, Coach.
What's going on, guys? Good morning. Here we go. Home opener, huh?
Yeah, it's very exciting. UNLV coming in, and I love your football program, and I get to go to a certain number of games, and it's never a disappointment. Really looking forward to getting that home opener going. And obviously, Coach, we look at where you're at. You've got a lot of obstacles to overcome already, and that's every season, right?
Well, you know, you really find out a lot about your squad, your players, based on how you deal with adversity. And we've faced plenty of it in the opener, and I thought we got better as the game went along. Obviously, ended up on the short end, which is really disappointing. But I think the guys learned from it. We've moved on, and now it's time to get back on the field, and I know the guys are excited to do it.
So we'll talk about your quarterback and your offense and Hunter Johnson and all that in a moment, Fitz. But look, I watched the Stanford game. I love your program. You know that. I love the way you coach your guys. I also was very surprised for a team coached by you that you didn't tackle better. I thought Stanford that game, you had them stopped a lot of times where if you make the play, you get off the field, and you miss too many tackles. And I think that had to be a point of emphasis in the last week and a half or so. How do you get better at tackling? Can you practice tackling at this point of the season?
Yeah, you know, David, we practice it all the time. I think, you know, at times in the game, we had some guys that had open field tackle opportunities that needed a more corral tackle and slow the ball carrier down and let the cavalry get there instead of taking their shot. That was one issue. We had a couple schematic issues where the hole, based on what we were trying to get accomplished, we had a guy unblocked in the hole, so the scheme worked, but maybe the hole was too big in the way that we had coached some things, and we got that adjusted over the week. And then, you know, most importantly, I told our guys this: I want them to be aggressive. I'd rather have you miss aggressively, but miss properly. And defense is understanding and knowing where your help is. Mm-hmm. And there were a couple times where the help was too far away to be as aggressive as we were. So, you know, especially the three guys that had the kind of high number of missed tackles, you know, two out of the three are veterans. They've made a ton of tackles for us in the past. And I have full confidence that they'll be much improved as we move forward.
That had to be hard just because I don't think I ever saw you miss a tackle, Fitz, when you played.
Well, you know, the older I get, I don't think I ever missed one in my entire career. So, no. You know, it is what it is. Tackling's the lost art in football. You know, you're watching the games, you know, not only, you know, last night, which was awful football, but, you know, watching a lot of ball now here early in the season. You know, it's really hard to go live as much as maybe we once did. And, you know, you look at what you do, you look at how you do things. We've typically been a really good tackling defense, so I'm not going to overreact. I'm going to just continue to evaluate what we're doing and how we're doing it. And I expect that we'll be much improved as we move forward.
Let's look at your offense, Fitz. Hunter Johnson showed a lot of good things. I think obviously he's making his first college start. You have to take that into consideration with seeing why he struggled and against a team that he struggled. But when you look at taking the next step against UNLV tomorrow, yeah, in the home opener, what has been the point of emphasis in the preparation for this game, and where is he in terms of his development?
Yeah, you know, execution. You know, take what the defense gives you and get the ball out of your hands in the passing game. You know, schematically, we've got to get off to a faster start, obviously, than we did against Stanford. And again, I'll tip my hat and credit Stanford. They made some plays that we didn't make. And then, you know, most importantly, have fun and have confidence. You know, it's one of those blessings and curses when you get heavily recruited and you get a lot of things after your name in high school. And all those are accolades, and there's stuff that goes up on the shelf. And I think Hunter's handled it really well. But I also think we have to put some things in perspective. This is going to be a second college start here tomorrow afternoon. And I think he's got an incredibly bright future. And quite frankly, David, it reminded us as a staff a lot of Clayton Thorson's first start against Stanford a few years ago. The difference was the draw play that we ran in the second half against Stanford in 15 popped for a touchdown. And the one that we ran at the end of the game this year didn't quite work out as well as we had hoped. So, you know, I think we're really close. We just got to keep working and getting better. And the guys have done that over the last 10 days.
I know that schedules are put together far in advance, but it was amazing to see you guys open at Stanford. I mean, most of these college teams seem to be playing directional state university or something, and you guys go right for another kind of what would you call it? Kind of a football brainiac powerhouse.
Yeah, I mean, that's a game we should win, quite frankly, Molly. I mean, we messed that up. It's our fault. We don't typically beat ourselves, and I think the guys were more upset about that. Not that Stanford didn't play well enough to beat us, but we played poor enough to lose, and that's typically not our DNA. So, you know, we want to play comparable schools. We want to play a very competitive schedule. You know, this game's been on the schedule. That game was on the schedule for a long time. And, you know, we just didn't do the things that winners do. We didn't take care of the ball. We didn't tackle well. We didn't make plays down the stretch in the fourth quarter. That's typically what winning teams do. So, you know, I think it's a great game for our program. Unfortunately, they're not on the schedule moving forward, at least for a number of years. Maybe we'll get them back on. But that's a game that I think it's only the fourth time we've played Stanford, which doesn't make a lot of sense.
Tough news last night, Fitz. Isaiah Bowser is going to be out this game with a knee injury. You have to kind of compensate for his loss. Against a UNLV team you can't take lightly. I mean, I don't need to tell you about the traps that home openers can present, but when you look at the offense without Isaiah Bowser, how big of a loss is that?
Well, it's always a huge loss anytime you lose a veteran, experienced guy, and he's only a sophomore, but he played a ton of ball for us a year ago. But he's really close. Our medical team, you know, obviously working to get him back on the field as diligently as they can, but, you know, made the decision to not have him available this weekend. And so we'll roll with Drake and you know, Jesse Brown and John Moten. And, you know, we might see, you know, freshman Evan Hull get out there for the first time. We've got this four games now to still potentially be able to redshirt a guy. And you know, if Evan's got to be called into duty, he's had a really good camp, and we'll see how that goes. But we expect to get Isaiah back here fairly quickly. And, you know, it's up to these guys now to pick up the flag, so to speak, and charge on and take advantage of the opportunity.
You know, they're an interesting team, UNLV, obviously. They do a two-quarterback system. They scored a ton of points in their first couple of games. You guys had some issues. I think you're tested a little with your depth at defensive end and had an issue in the defensive backfield. How do you approach a team like that that's going to be running in two different quarterbacks and kind of, you know, different stylistically with depending on who's under center?
Yeah, well, they've run the ball really well the last couple games, and quite frankly, you know, watching Coach over his time there in his 5 years, they've run the ball really well. So we've got to fit gaps right, fit plays right, and tackle much better than we did. But, you know, I think if we had a blowout win in the opener, I'd worry about us being a little complacent and thinking we were better than we are. But, you know, coming off a tough loss on the road and not playing our best football, our guys have been focused. And, you know, we've got to execute and do what we do and find a way to win and just keep getting better. I mean, that's typically been the hallmark of our program. Our guys grind. They work diligently to get better. And, you know, hopefully we'll show improvement here in game two.
Fitz, you talked about Hunter Johnson in the context of Clayton Thorson and when he came in. And then you have the reference point of Trevor Siemian as well, who's starting Monday night for the Jets with Sam Darnold.
Darn right he is.
Yeah, how about that?
Let's go, Trevor.
that's a pretty good tradition you're building there with quarterbacks. And you know, obviously it's a tough break with T.J. Green going down, and unfortunate that he suffered the injury when he did. But that's got to mean something in terms of the confidence level you have in developing Hunter Johnson. That's also got to be helpful with, you know, the depth behind him as well. That's a pretty solid position and a pretty good tradition you're building there quarterback-wise.
Yeah, Mick McCall, our offensive coordinator and quarterback coach, has done a great job developing our guys. I mean, you think about, you know, Danny Persa, if he doesn't get injured, is another guy you'd be talking about. Kane got an opportunity in the NFL. I mean, Mike Kafka is now the quarterback whisperer, obviously, of Patrick Mahomes. So, You know, the list goes on and on, you know. So we've had a great quarterback tradition. And speaking of a great tradition, Sammy Valenzisi's being inducted into the Northwestern Athletic Hall of Fame tonight. And I want to congratulate him and his family. It's hard-earned and well-deserved. And, you know, so this is something that we're proud of. But, yeah, absolutely, our quarterbacks, I'm proud of them. Hunter's going to get better. I mean, he's a really talented guy. He's working. He's been in six different offenses in 7 years, two different schools. I love the negative trolls. I love all the people that just live in the world of negativity. And we're going to use that as positive fuel. And Hunter's going to get better. And hopefully we'll look back here at the end of the year and just say, wow, look at how far this young man has come. And then to have him for two more years is exciting.
That shocks me that you're using that as fuel, Fitz.
I'm not. I don't read that garbage.
Oh, but, no, never.
Our great SID, Paul Kennedy, make sure I see enough just to make me a little bit aggravating, get the Southside Irishman a little fired up. So, yeah, no, we'll get back on the winning track, and we're fired up to be at home. And, you know, obviously we've got a homestand here for a couple weeks and get this thing going with a big win here tomorrow if we play and execute the right way, and then get the students in the building next week. And, you know, we got a big-time game. So big couple games coming up, but nothing more important than UNLV tomorrow.
Yeah, UNLV tomorrow, you got Michigan State coming up. Your home schedule is fantastic. I mean, it is unbelievable. Some of the, I thought it was a big deal with Notre Dame coming in, Ohio State coming in. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun in Evanston this year. It should be, you're loaded with that schedule, and I think everybody around town is pretty excited about it.
Good luck tomorrow, Fitz.
Well, we appreciate it, guys. All of our great Cat fans. We'll see you tomorrow at 2:30. Go Cats. Thanks a lot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.